CFRC.
And you are right here at CFRC 101.9 FM on this gorgeous Tuesday evening. Yeah, I know it's overcast, but still, it's kind of nice out there. Light winds, but we'll see what happens. Next couple of days, little bit of cloud coming. On EHQMIC, Doug Farquhar, Dijnikos. Meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Nwewin. And as I said, Aboriginal Voices, right from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And Sean, we're all set for 2 hours of a very interesting evening. And you awake?
I am awake.
You've been busy
more,
getting things
though,
to us.
Is that I can hardly, I know I'm sitting right next to you, but it's weird when you don't get to hear yourself.
Not, oh, are you listening?
I've been doing this so long that I can't have a conversation with the guy sitting next to me unless I'm wearing a headset.
Well, we could
Isn't
take the headsets
weird?
Off if you
what
want.
What does that say about society?
Oh, yeah. It just means you're plugged in.
Yeah.
That's a funny term.
It is. To someone, it is. Anyway, so we got all kinds of stuff today.
Yeah.
Or no. Maybe we don't have all kinds of stuff.
No, but well, the biggest one that you came up with sent me spending most of the day researching.
Well, I seen it.
And it was
and
nice.
And I thought, well, what's that all about?
Yeah.
And it turns out that maybe it was already like a thing going. Somebody was just complaining about it.
But it turns out it's just happening.
Yeah, so they're complaining about stuff that's not even really happened yet.
Right, yeah.
So like most complainers do.
We'll get into that. I think this is not a promo, but I think we could actually do a promo for local news because, you know, or better still, you know, the fact-checking of those people who are producing the whatever's out there on the Internet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know, we won't get into what we're going
to
do. That's the second hour that we're going to talk about.
The Internet is not fact-checked?
Well, you could fact-check things from the Internet. Okay, go back a couple of weeks when I talked a bit about the Alto trains going, the high-speed trains.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah.
The guy who couldn't dress himself.
And the week before, we talked a little bit, too.
Talked a little bit about trains the week
there
before.
There are so many interesting. Here's the best one I heard yesterday, just in conversation. I hadn't even mentioned about the trains, but somebody said, oh, yeah, you do a radio show. So hey,
can you talk about the trains?
Yeah, but see, listen to this. It's,
now they come out of the woodwork.
It's fact. It was on
Facebook. Now they
want
to be our friends.
Yeah, Facebook. The people who want to put CFRC on their platform.
Again, not Facebook.
It is Facebook.
No,
Facebook.
It isn't.
Yeah, it's because...
It's the Canadian government.
No.
It's Facebook the bureaucracy made the choice that is the CRTC.
Facebook made the choice to not include the people from Canada.
Facebook
right
made a financial decision to say, no, we ain't going to pay you.
Well, then they should stop running news from the federal government the federal government in the United States because they're not paying them.
But the federal government in the United States hasn't dictated to Facebook that they need to pay for that information.
That why do you think they're way off in California? Because if they went anywhere else to broadcast their stuff, they would have to pay.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they left New England.
Free enterprise. Enterprise there.
Anyway.
In the U.S. of A.
But I'm back to having local news where you can ask a question.
You
and
can
go,
the local trains. News. The local news is called a newspaper. Okay. You can go buy a newspaper.
Where?
Well, you used to be able to buy a newspaper.
Come on.
Well, I think you can still buy the Toronto Star or the.
Yeah, but that's not
is
local.
Is the Citizen still around?
It's in Ottawa.
I know where it is.
Yeah, but it I don't know if you can find it here.
I'm sure you can, Doug.
Mm.
There are these places called stores that stock newspapers from all over the world. Well, just about.
You're going to have to show me that store.
I think there's one down in back.
We're going to go and do a report from that place.
You buy a newspaper.
Yeah.
You don't tell Facebook to buy me a newspaper.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this, because I'm just saying local news.
Precisely.
Here's the local news that I got yesterday.
Should Facebook be getting rid of the CFRC channel? I would say no.
Good.
But,
yeah. But what?
But that whole agreement was your federal government.
And here's one for you.
Dictating to someone outside,
Canada. How come you're not fighting this?
He was dictating outside. It was Justin. Oh, you guys should be paying us for the news.
Good, but he's not there, so now what?
So Zuckerberg is like, wait a minute, why?
Okay, here's another one for you. Why would he block you from speaking?
He hasn't.
I'm
speaking right now, Doug.
But it's not available to anybody who wants to Facebook
it's
to find you.
It's through the internet.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Folks out there
they
can
know to go
dial
to
CFRC.ca and listen to it. Like the guy over in...
That reminds me. What a big shout-out to Rich. Yeah.
There you go.
Down near Watertown. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, I just wanted to say that yesterday, because of us doing this radio show called Aboriginal Voices, that I'm supposed to know that the train is going to go through Tyendinaga and cut the farms in half. Why are you laughing? That's what came out of Facebook. One person wrote that. And it's passed on to other people. Does it need fact checking?
I think I have heard that it will go through farmland north of the 401.
Mm.
All right. I have heard that. Maybe it was on the Facebook, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But I have heard, I think I heard it on the radio. But not this radio,
no.
Like a different radio.
Radio from Tyendinaga?
no, not that
okay.
one either.
All right, not that. I'm just clarifying for people.
But in any case, I have heard it, and that should be a large no-no.
Uh-huh.
Now, the way you were talking about it last week, what's his name, Sven? Is that his name?
No, I don't know. Keep going.
Pedro? He's gonna run his super fast train, regardless of what the constituents think.
They haven't got a choice. They haven't chosen or even selected a route for this thing yet.
I realize that.
And they've got another 2 years to figure it out.
The way he spoke in his speech was that, yeah, it's coming. We're going to do it.
Well,
and
yeah,
you know what?
But where are they going to do it is the question, right?
You know what else? Doesn't matter where you live. We're going to run through your property.
Well, that's good. I think I'd like to buy some property so they can expropriate part
of
it.
They'll just give you market value.
Oh, okay.
They don't. It's not like in the movies where we'll give you like $5 million for your postage stamp sized. Mm-hmm. Area.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
You haven't talked to my friend.
I don't think they like.
They haven't picked a spot.
Like my whole thing is that we already got railroad tracks.
Right.
Run your little train on this.
Oh, they can't run
Fix
it on
the
that.
Tracks. I don't know, whatever they got to do. Fix the track so they can run your train on that. Mm. Maybe get rid of VIA altogether and just run these fast guys.
Okay.
But already there. You don't got to build anything.
Well, the problem is that the high-speed train cannot have too many stops.
Don't got to stop?
Well, it does, because the train track you're talking about, the CN and CP train track that's already there, freight trains use it too. And right now, the deal is passengers...
Make a new freight train thing.
Passenger trains pull off to let freight trains go by, because they can't really stop and start them because it's not efficient, because they're so heavy.
I would give you this, Doug. It's not efficient to run the train, 20, 30 kilometers away from people?
Well, I'm like with you on that, too.
You're running it from Quebec City down to, Ottawa.
To Montreal.
Oh, to Montreal.
Yeah.
Then to Ottawa. Then to Toronto.
Yeah.
And you're going to go up through possibly Peterborough. Going to stop in Peterborough. Was there going to be a Kingston stop, a Charbert Lake deal?
No.
No? Okay, well then. So who is this for? It's not for average, you and me money. It's for politicians and whatnot.
Yeah, but I'm back to the news problem.
Just get them an airplane and they can do whatever it is they want to do. Yeah. They don't need to have this train.
Mm-hmm.
But I say this, Doug, I kind of would like to ride it.
you can go to Japan and ride on a really high-speed bullet.
Well, so can those people in, the government people.
No, just for you and me.
You know why they're doing it?
We both would like to ride on one of these things. Okay.
Definitely want to ride
one. Not only that, I would like to drive in the Le Mans races. I already drove the course with my car,
but I'd like
to drive in one of those real cars.
Certainly be nice, but...
But anyway, this issue, fact-checking, you already laughed at me.
Oh, because it was going through...
Because it's going to go through Tandanega.
Yeah. And I laugh because they ain't going to stop there. They're just going to send their train through.
No, that's the news that came off of Facebook.
Doesn't even choo-choo anymore.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, that's wrong.
But that's not even... I looked it up on the map, the interactive map they have. I looked it up directions that were given by the government.
Could be the township. There you go. It's the township.
It definitely...
You were giving it me like it was the res.
Hey.
It's not. It's the township.
Right.
Which used to be res.
Well, now you're talking about what's going to talk about the next hour.
They're going to be messing with things on what used to be.
Yes. It's going to be funny.
Well, in some circles, it still is.
What do you mean, still is?
Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. But back to fact-checking. Whoever put that out about Tandanega and getting their train, this high-speed train through, it's not even a consideration to go through either the Mohawk Territory or the township. It's not on that investigation that's out there right now. Now, if there's another place where you find the information about it, go to Facebook and listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget, you got to fact check everything there.
Yeah.
Because it's not truthful.
Again. you can ride the regular train.
What?
Maybe here's an idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe make your trains electric.
Now that
would
be good.
Like the ones that are already on there, make those electric. Yeah. What kind of battery would you need for that?
It depends.
People are riding those trains. I'm sure a lot of them liberals. What?
Doesn't matter. They're people.
People.
Doesn't matter what they are.
Well, conservatives probably wouldn't want to pay.
Oh, man. Okay.
Anyway, so wait a minute, what do you mean? I gotta pay for that battery? No.
They have train cars that once they get up to speed, they operate the same as the hybrid kind of cars that regenerate the battery as it travels, coasting or slowing down. It generates the power and
into the battery or
back into the batteries. So if you
I don't think they're battery powered though.
The trains, battery powered trains.
They're diesel, aren't they?
No. Not
coal
those
high speed.
No, those.
No, not that one.
They're steam engines.
No, I'm talking about the ones we got now on regular track.
Oh, I don't know what they're. They think they're diesel engines. They're,
yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the high speed trains.
What I'm saying is, you just electrify that track, mm-hmm. and make an electric train. Like maybe it ain't as fast as the bullet train, but it's still clean.
There's research right now that they're going into.
That's what engines, they should be putting their money in.
The engines are electric. And
which ones?
They have the high speed train.
Well,
and
I
the cars,
that.
And each car can generate power into the battery.
Yeah.
So they don't. They're plug in.
Yeah, but why not just?
Why electrify the rail?
Yeah, no, I know. But why not just make a VIA train that's electric?
That's it.
I know it's the Alto train, but it's a VIA.
Somebody's got to build it. Bombardier maybe already have that.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They've been building trains.
Oh, I know, but I don't think that one.
No?
I don't think so. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll get the big contract. Who knows? Make those trains electric.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to mess with the property
the environment.
Back there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the environment. Mm-hmm. I went with property. Oh,
okay. Yeah, but the environment includes people and animals and plants and water.
I was thinking
and
of
air.
The farmers, Doug.
Okay. Yeah. They're going to get rich. Yeah, they're good. Somebody's going to buy up their property.
Yeah. Something wrong with it, though. I don't think it's
a good
idea. Well,
look what they did north of Toronto with Highway 400.
Not a good idea.
On each side of that highway.
Still, not a great idea.
Farmers lost their land to speculators, and the speculators got away with all kinds of things.
Wasn't it expropriated? The speculators was the federal?
No.
Provincial government.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Good.
Well, what I'm saying is just
so
make those ones.
So much for this.
Just make those ones electric, and then we don't have to deal with the guy who can't put on a coat.
That guy in the States? Who's gold?
No, the guy that you went and seen. I think he was French. The Alto guy.
Okay. Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant
that. Gosh, Doug.
Yeah, I can't follow the bouncing ball here. Anyway, good fun. All right, Nelson Little, we're going to play his song.
All right, play his song.
We'll be back in
a
couple of minutes. Well, no, we got other things we're going to talk about this hour. Before we get into all that misquoting stuff. Nelson Little, and the song that we're going to play is called Take the High Road. Hey, that's just for you, Sean.
Putting the guns down, I'm holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up, I'm keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me? And rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down. Taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off the fighting side. walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone, 'cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. There's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. And let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
This about to come up, Larry Bird, the Larry Legend. Go round the numbers up, we gon' come up in a second. Nails all done up, let me pull my bun up. We litty in the city, turned up until the sun up. We on demon time, scary hour. Like Mike, I go awesome powers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I'm a menace to society. I'm not gonna jealous sex, I ain't going out quietly.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've been real sensitive, and I can really blame you. Been so repetitive, banger after banger. This for our relations, I even love my haters. I've been grateful for creator, homie. You can thank me later, yeah. In the way, couple hours till I land. I've been hungry all my life. You should see the dinner plans. I need something in my stomach. What's the yams for 100? Man, these hunger pains been ugly. I'm a savage when I'm hungry. I'm just a kid from the reservation. When we eat, we need a reservation. Always late, never waiting. You never ate, grab a plate then. Oshkosh boy, peace sake. Writing raps is such a piece of cake. Ricky Bobby never pumped the brakes. Life's a rat race, shake it back. You know we been cooking, DJ Cook, I'm drop the bomb on him. Snotty knows the business, you don't like it, call your mom on him. Honor what you eat, but I've never made no honor roll. Snotty knows forever, you could put that on my mama, bro. Eating good, I'm the meal ticket. You don't like it, learn to deal with it. I got the sauce, baby, got the dirty dishes. I've been hungry all my life, now my belly feel real different. Ooh,
different. Real different.
Kids come up, it's supper time.
It's time to eat, baby. Thunderbird fly, let my great granny. Oh, my baba grave, dog, I put this on my granddaddy. No more spammy, baby, I've been going hammy, hammy. Brush the dirt up off my shoulder before I hit the Sandy family. I just cruise when I move, so I get there when I do. Light skin like Mama Dukes, ain't that the truth? I'm too beast for the zoos, ocean been a swimming pools. Couple booze, booze, make a couple screws loose. You ain't got a Blues Clue, my Nietzsche. Still think that I ain't got it, but I do, my Nietzsche. No drama, just another karma too, my Nietzsche. I'm cooler, pop cool, and I'm cool, my Nietzsche.
It's what I do, baby.
Yo, you word them out, I'm ice cold like the North North when it's snowing out. I'm all in, no way out, we showing up and showing now. Truth hurts, baby, baby, now go ahead and walk it out, walk it out. Nietzsche, please, I ain't trying to beg. It's keep up or catch up, I'm on my second leg. I'm a dog, OGs call me Dag. And I'm so f***ing humble, I don't even gotta brag, my Nietzsche. Two braids,
hey Victor.
Funny how things change,
hey Trickster.
The fruits of my labor got flavor. Did my time on the bench, then we major. SNRK, what you saying, boy? Like a vet on the squad, I ain't playing, boy. A public enemy when I bring the noise. We be walking to our own drum, baby, we them boys. We about to eat, raise a toast for the speech. Get your ass up out your seats, ain't no telling how long I've been waiting, it's amazing. On my relations, supper time, baby, let's feast.
Let's preach, baby.
I don't need unless the whole family eats, and that's facts, baby.
That's facts.
Kids come up at supper time.
I always be like,
kids baby. Come up at supper time.
What you think it is?
You out for lunch? Are you rappers out of same? You go on trees by the bunches. Got a hunch like Notre Dame. I'll ring you bell. You try to front. Out and about as a kid, I looked out for the street lights. Pouting and fussing, ain't get it done. You wanna eat right? Came with a spoon and a plate. I'm taking out your deep fry. Banging and jugging was never me, but I'ma steal mine. G Christ, G5, champagne on a team flight. Besides, you lie. You can't even speak right. I was injured, now I'm Mr. Clean. Hop off the curb, mama cook the beans right.
Time to come home, got an appetite like a bowl. I'm rapping, I need a bowl, and she arching it like a bow. And you tiny, they dirt your bowl. Then I'm hooping in my jabos. I'm a star when I give you hope. And I'm sick of the
Supper time, time to get it right.
Rap, rap, rap.
Funnies wanna jump me, cause I'm jack.
Get it, do, get it.
Dummy hit a bumpy in a flat.
Big dummy.
Dummy, how I'm telling all these facts. Catch me at a table getting fat. Never share my cheese with a rat. Come and kick it when we chat. But after that, you gotta go.
You had your time, you had your chance. That's bag in my hands. Call me Nick Cannon, start in my pants.
Mama yelling at the window, come and eat your yams. Supper time, I'm hungry, I've been waiting for my chance.
I've been washing my hands all my life, bro. I've been washing my hands every day. I've been washing my hands all my life.
Well, how's that, Sean? That is Snotty Nose Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta keep you moving, but it's...
It was snappy.
Supper time. Kids,
supper
come
time.
Up. It's supper time. Yeah, that's the name of the song. And before that, we had Nelson Little with Take the High Road.
Uh-huh.
That just goes with all of that discussion we had at the beginning. So, all right, we're going to change tact.
Are you to insinuate that I should take the high road? Is that what you're saying?
You decide which road you want to go on. That's
pretty much daily.
We are going to, I got another song coming up in a minute. And then we got a special guest coming for us. And so we're going to, Tara Williamson, Trust Me. It was one that came to mind as we talked about the problems that that the first issue gate brought us. But here we go. We're going to talk. We're going back
what
to
problems.
We'll leave the problems till the next hour. Okay. Next up is Kristen. She's going to talk with us about a project that she's going to do with us over this year, winter. And so she already did one on talking about winter and activities that people can do with their kids or friends if you go out into the outdoors. And in winter, there are certain things. And she talked to us in early February. And now, now that it's March, she's going to talk a bit about activities to do outdoors.
Uh-huh.
With, learning outdoors. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, especially since we had such snowy winter that, and the way everything kept changing from day to day, right? So, we're going to have that set up for you in a couple minutes.
And, okay.
But first, I would like to just mention that Tara Williamson was a guest here on our show many years ago, and she told us about this song, Trust Me. And she used to teach at, not Ryerson, but the Toronto Metropolitan University. And, and they just changed the name because they didn't want Ryerson's name in there. Okay, so...
Oh, gosh, what did he even do?
But Tara Williamson was... telling me about this song because her dad had a saying. And so she picked up on that and wanted to share it. So before we get into conversation with Kristen, I'm going to play Tara Williamson for you, and then we'll go right into welcoming Kristen back for our conversation about weather in the winter. Y'all set?
I am, Doug.
Here's Tara.
Before we made it,
our special guest, Kristen. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm really happy to have a chance to talk to you about your ideas that you have been talking about with me over the last couple of months, and being winter time, and it's not that cold today, so we're lucky, well, in a way, but we've had such a beautiful winter in 2026 that there are some really good ideas. You've already talked about snowshoeing, and you can toss that one in today, too. People have been out skating outdoors, hiking in different places, shoveling snow. Did I mention shoveling snow? So one of the things that you mentioned was activities around reading the weather.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a fun thing to do, and I think it came up for me a couple weeks ago because I was out ice fishing with the kids, and on the way back to shore, saw a beautiful sun dog. And I had seen them before, but only partial ones, and this was the full rainbow circle around the sun. So that was pretty neat, and I knew that meant there was a change in weather. Mm-hmm. And I think that was just before one of our winter storms, although I've kind of lost track of them because we've had so many.
So did it pan out? There was a change in the weather?
Or? Yeah, I think so. I think there was a lot of snow that showed up over the next day or two. So
the wonderful snow. So we could we could go out and do activities.
Absolutely.
Like snowshoeing. Yeah.
Yep.
So what did you notice about the sun dog itself?
It was a full circle around the sun, and the circle was, you know, basically a rainbow. So I thought that was really beautiful. And I did get some nice photos of it, and I noticed that, you know, cameras always have filters on them these days, mm-hmm. that different filters actually showed the colors better. So in person, I could see that the ring was a rainbow. My camera didn't quite catch it. But when I put a filter on it, it changed the color contrast enough that you could see the color coming out of the ring. So that was just fun to play around with, too.
Yeah. Do you know, have you been able to explain to the boys how the colored work, how the rainbow's color come to us around the clouds like that?
Like why the sun dog appeared? I don't think I talked to them about it, but I looked into it a bit, and I think it's ice crystals, right, that kind of form in the sky with the temperature, and, of course, the sun going through crystals creates that prism of color, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's my most scientific explanation of it.
But there's a project for anybody who does want to find out about them, and then when you see them, they're quite spectacular. They're rare, but not... You know, they're probably in the colder weather is when you will see them.
Yeah.
But apparently we can see them in the summertime. But the problem is that the temperatures are so different in the summertime.
Yeah, and I think most of the time, this is the first full circle one I've seen. Mm. I've seen them before, but you just sort of see a little piece of the circle, you know, near the sun. And you see just... it's like a little snippet of a rainbow near the sun, and you know it's a sun dog. And I believe there are moon dogs as well, so you see them at night reflecting off of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of those?
I have in the past, yeah. I think I've probably seen full circles around the moon more often than I have around the sun when I've seen them.
So next time, I'm curious, next time you do that and see them, what's the temperature where you are, and wind and all that sort of thing, and then how long after the sun dog or the moon dog do you get a change in the weather?
Right. Yeah, keeping track of that would be neat. It's hard to remember after the weather changes, but I know I always go, okay, there's some sort of storm or cold front or some weather coming, but to actually track when it shows up, how long after... Mm. That would be good research.
There's a research project for those folks who've called in asking for you to come and tell us, what other activities can we do outdoors with our kids?
Yeah.
Are the boys interested in looking at the changes in the weather, or they just put up with the day-to-day?
Well, I think when we homeschooled, they'd be more interested. We would have made it a school project. But now they attend a school, and they don't want to do any learning outside of school. So they're at that age where they're not quite as curious. They're just like, you know, leave me alone. Want to play in the snow.
About other things, right?
Yeah, they have their own sort of hobbies now. They don't want my guidance as much, but I'm not going to stop being delighted in it. And actually, one of the things that I've changed recently, just with the age that my boys are at, is I always want them to be happy when they're outside. And so I take them outside and I expect them to be happy. And many times they're not, or they're fighting with each other. And then I get unhappy that they're unhappy. And I've decided that's no longer one of my conditions. As long as they're outside, that's my check mark. So I don't worry about who's happy, who's not happy, what they want to be doing instead. As long as I get them outside, that's where sort of my evaluation of the situation ends. I did it. A task completed. So I think that's going to make it easier for everyone.
You have an advantage because you have an outdoor center that you built.
Yes.
And a nice section of the property that has different trees on it and places to walk, and it's not just flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went out snowshoeing. So they could try snowshoeing?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that work out? Have they talked about it or?
They haven't talked to me about it, but I always observe them. So that was one of those cases where I could see that they were happy about doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, one took off running.
Yeah.
And the other one made all the trails, you know, if they break out into a smile here or there. So they did enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting for me to watch because I'm slower than they are, so you know that was good that they made the trails. It made it easier for me, but it was interesting to watch how they each took on different challenges because the snow was quite deep. As soon as one of them fell in the snow, mm-hmm. he realized, "Ooh, this is difficult. How do I get out?"
Right.
And I did see them help each other.
Right.
So that's, you know, that's important to see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is a unique year where we live, north of Kingston, but I'm hoping that it comes back every year now with this much snow, we'll see. Because you could get out and do snowshoeing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Like some winters when we haven't had the snow, we've had the ice. And so last year we did a lot of night skating on the lake.
Mm.
So I drove the truck close to the lake and kind of shined the headlights on the ice. And they did their first sort of winter of night skating, which was really fun. And this year we didn't really have a chance for that because the snow came so furiously. But we've had lots of time for sledding. And so that's been fun. And actually they enjoy it when I do get them outside most of the time, especially when we have company. So my brothers and I met up in the woods by our waterfall, which was running.
Mm.
So you have that beautiful sound trickling behind you. And we had a bonfire and, you know, one of us brought hot chocolate, the other one brought hot dogs, and the kids had decided to slide down the hill. It's a pretty steep hill with lots of trees. But they created a path, and they didn't use sleds or toboggans. They just went down on
their
bottoms, and they flew down those hills faster than I've seen anyone fly down a hill, and they just kept taking turns doing that and kept themselves entertained and joined us for some food when they got hungry. And you know, so just being outside, especially with company, they do find their own activities, right? I didn't plan that for them.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that on their own when we were outside. So the snow's been lots of fun this winter.
We've had so much snow that it makes it different challenges,
mm-hmm.
especially walking in it.
Yes.
So sliding on it makes it good.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was wondering about, that you mentioned that we started this with the sun dogs,
mm-hmm.
and watching the sky. What other things have you noticed about the skies that you now are starting to look at to see the weather changes?
Well, one thing for me is actually, it's not about the sky, but it's about being outdoors. And this happened not too long after I saw the sun dog. I'd taken a walk into the woods and we were observing a porcupine in the tree. So I had grabbed one of my sons and said, "Oh, let's go look at the porcupine." And he asked me what the sound was. So he said, I can hear traffic. And I was like, no, we're way deep in the woods. We don't hear traffic here. Maybe it's just the wind through the trees. And I stopped and I listened, and we could hear traffic. Mm. And I was like, that's really weird that we can hear that back here. And so since then, I've learned that if you can hear faraway sounds like traffic and trains in the woods, it also means a change in weather. And I guess it has something to do with like the pressure, and it sort of traps the sound in the forests as opposed to just sort of drifting off. And so I hadn't thought of sound as an indicator of a change in weather, but I thought that was really neat. And he was absolutely right. Like the traffic sounds were very loud, and that's a very quiet part of the woods. I mean, we were really deep in the woods. But I couldn't deny it. It was traffic. And then I found out that it means a change in weather. And again, it was one of those times where the snow was coming in a few days later.
Oh, okay. The sounds are important.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And the changes is in the sound. Like normally they go out in the woods and you don't hear that.
Right.
This is different, right?
Yeah. Well, it was just neat that he noticed it. And yeah. I sort of tried to brush it off because I was like, no, there's no way we hear sound. It can't be traffic way back here. Yeah. But when I was quiet, it was so loud. I couldn't believe how loud the traffic sound was. But to know that now I'll pay attention to that, and it'll be a sign of changing weather.
You can hear the birds, too, in a different way. Through the different changes in the atmosphere.
Right.
I was listening to a radio broadcast today, and the person is up in Wyerton area, Gray Bruce. It's sort of off towards Lake Huron, Georgia Bay area. And they have a night owl snowshoe hike. And they have, you know, they take between 10 and 30 people. And I thought, wow, I wonder what that would be like, you know, hiking in the woods looking for owls.
Right.
Have you tried that with the kids?
No, that would be neat. I have seen owls in the woods, but I don't think they go at night. I don't know if I could get them out at night, but that would be interesting.
Well, February and March are good months to do that because the nightfall is earlier.
Right.
You know, you can go and eat, and then you go out hiking, so you're not hungry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you don't have to go waiting until 10 or 11, 12 o'clock at night to go.
Right. I am used to seeing owls in the morning. I feel like their bedtime is around 9 a.m. Because we would go down to our lakes a lot and we would see the great horned owls that were there at the time swoop into the woods. They'd be kind of resting on a tree next to the lake and they would swoop into the woods almost on the dot at 9 a.m. every morning.
What other owls have you seen out there?
I've seen a barred owl out in our woods. And then one year, not too far from the house, but on the same stretch of road, we kept seeing owls every time we drove down that stretch of road. And they were the really small ones. What are the? Do you know what those
really
ones are?
Really tiny ones, about as big as your hand standing up. They are saw-whet owls, but then there's screech owls. They're smaller than the barred owl.
Okay, yeah, it was basically the size of your hand. That was
right?
Yeah.
Well, that would be unique. I don't know. Can you tell us where that was, or should you?
Well, it was in Inverary. It was, it was on Davidson Road, and it was actually in the road the first time we saw it. Mm. So I stopped the truck, and the headlights were shining on it, and it was my youngest's birthday. So I told him it was a sign, a happy birthday sign for him. And we just watched it until it flew away. But we saw it multiple times on that same stretch of road later on.
I might be going to look.
Yeah.
Depends on what time of day. The thing with listening to birds in the woods, sometimes you could hear the blue jays and they could be off in a distance, and you listen to them, and if you can see them and hear them, then that's probably good weather. And if they're in the woods and you don't see them but you can hear them, you know, almost as if it's the same sound, that's when you're back to the same as your traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just another thing to think about when you're out there.
Now, is that because, they're maybe hiding in the trees, getting ready for the weather, and you can't see them?
They're off yelling at something that's out there. Okay. Yeah,
so it's just that it's traveling further? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the sound. And we joke about this idea. The blue jays come out, and then it's a stranger in the woods kind of thing. There's, a noise for every one of the creatures to know they're aware there's something different.
Right.
Yeah. Whether it's us or another creature, and sometimes around our yard, when the fox comes through, we'll hear the crows making a racket and gathering, and the blue jays sometimes will do that mostly in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
In the winter, they are reluctant to come close to the house. I don't know why.
We have that with we have alpacas, and they would always sound an alarm when the coyotes were near. So, not an actual a native animal, a species, but yeah, in our backyard. And so, because they're very quiet animals. And so when it starts making an alarm call, it's for a reason. And it was quite often the coyote sneaking by that they would be alarming.
Checking to see if you have any chickens or ducks or anything like that. Yeah. What other weather pattern sayings that you can think about, though?
Well, I think for me, the one that's been really accurate has been the red sky at night, sailor's delight. Mm-hmm. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. It's pretty noticeable when you wake up and the sky's red. So, I've just found that to be very accurate. Mm-hmm. You definitely expect a storm or some nice weather depending on it.
Yeah. And when you do that with the sky colors, then are you looking at what happens sort of a little bit later before the weather changes to the clouds?
I don't know that I paid too much attention to the clouds, but I do feel like with that one, it's weather for that day.
Mm-hmm.
With the sun dogs, it might be a next day kind of thing or a couple days. It's more of a warning that something's coming, but I feel like with the red sky at night and in the morning, it's that day's weather.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, I know when I watch the horsetails in the sky, that often that signals that we're going to have, if it's daytime and you see those big wispy ones, start somewhere in the distance and it fans out, the clouds are kind of smaller particles. But what I find, if you stand and you look at the direction that they're gathering, the low pressure is that way, and that gives you 8 to 10 hours before you could have rain or snow. Just another thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there is kind of madly writing things down like I am. Yeah. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
Any other ideas you'd like to give our friends who are listening about the going out, taking kids into the woods, thinking about wintertime and the changes in the weather?
Well, I do think it's warming up now, so maybe more opportunity to get outside than before even. Just it's a little more enjoyable as the sun's beating down on you. One thing that I would guess it's weather related is listening to the trees. So I've discovered you can take a smooth rock, like a stethoscope, and put it up to, let's say, a maple tree, and see if you can hear what's going on in the trees. And this time of year, you would hopefully hear the sap rushing, because it's just about maple syrup time. And I mean, that does indicate a change in weather, because the sap runs when it's above freezing during the day and freezing at night. That's how you get the sap for your maple syrup. And so that indicates that things have warmed up, right? So I guess it's sort of related, but it's a fun activity to go. And even if you don't have a stone, just put your ear to the tree trunk and see if you can hear the trees. And if there's movement, it's warming up.
Are you talking about a flat, fairly flat, rounded?
Yeah, stone? I haven't tried it yet, but I've collected my stones. I have some river stones.
Okay.
So they're smooth, and I'm filled them in my pockets, and I'll be taking them out to the forest with me next time I go. So that might be a fun activity.
That will be one I'm going to try.
Yeah, I'll be trying it too.
Yeah, because usually February, it's cold enough, you could go and trim some maple trees if you needed to, but I don't want to do it when the sap is starting to flow up.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that's is signaling that we're headed towards more spring than it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't notice it, you know, maybe in the middle of January. You wouldn't, if you tried to listen to the trees, maybe you wouldn't hear anything. But I think if you do it this time of year, you might hear something in there moving around. So it's worth trying and seeing if things are warming up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, Kristen, thank you very much. And I'm going to leave the last word to you. Where's your favorite spot to go this time of the year?
I think deep into the woods, because in the summertime, maybe the bugs or the thistles scratching your legs and... it's not as enjoyable, but this time of year, it's definitely my favorite place to go outside.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to be heading out to the trees.
Me too.
Cheers.